Confessions of a Train Wreck. 30, flirty, and surviving. It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels. Good morning. I think I say TGIF here, but I just threw myself because I'm not actually sure what day it is. I am coming to you from a hotel room in Sydney where I've actually forgotten what day it is because I have been here for, I think, the last seven-ish days working at Fashion Week. So that all fell over a weekend, so I've completely jumbled up my days. But in saying that, hello, yes, happy Friday. Now, I wouldn't ordinarily throw together an episode like this, but I thought that in light of something really horrific that happened to me this morning, I thought that there was no one better to share it with than my amazing train wreck family. So as a quick way of background, I am getting surgery next week, which means I'm going to be out of action, including out of action at the gym for a couple of weeks. So being that I'm away, I wanted to make sure that I was still getting in my last week of workouts before I have to rest for a while. There is no F45s close to the hotel that I'm staying at, but luckily for me, I did spy a Barry's Bootcamp. So I've been training at Barry's Bootcamps in Surry Hills this week, and it is phenom.com. It is like one of the most bougiest gyms I've ever seen, and I've always watched Barry's from afar, and especially before they were in Australia when they were in LA, I was always such a huge fan of their Instagram. It's just like the coolest gym, the coolest people. Alicia Beveridge, was the coach this morning, and I've also followed her on Instagram for a while, so I was a little bit starstruck, which you will understand why I was so mortified. So for those of you who don't really know what Barry's Bootcamps is, it is basically half a treadmill workout and then half a floor kind of weights and abs workout. So half the class you're on a treadmill and half the class you're on the floor. This morning, I have been fine all week. And this morning, as I was on the treadmill in front of Alicia Beveridge, I fell off the treadmill. And I just, you know, when you see that happen in a movie or on a TV show and people just, it's like they slide off the back and land on their stomach and their feet go into the wall behind them. That legitimately happened to me this morning. And the girl on the treadmill next to me started screaming. So the whole class stopped and looked around, and I am lying on the floor in the middle of a Barry's Bootcamp class while Miley Cyrus was playing. Now, just so you know, I did not injure myself. Like, it did hurt. It did hurt. But to be honest, I was so embarrassed that even if I'd broken my leg, I would have found a way to get back up and keep on running till the end of the class. But I am honestly so embarrassed by what happened this morning that I do not think I can show face again there tomorrow. So Barry's, it was wonderful. Thank you so very much for having me this week. And I'm sorry. In true train wreck style. So I also wanted to quickly touch base in regards to the Tuesday episode about what women keep in their car, because I got an absolute slew of DMs about this, and I'm really sorry if I didn't respond to them. I've been working like 14-hour days, so it's been pretty full-on.com. But I wanted to read out a few of them because after I recorded that episode, I actually felt really self-conscious about how trashed my car is on the inside. And not actually physically trashed, but I just mean there is so much stuff that I keep in there. But after I read some of your messages, it actually made me feel a lot better about myself. So I wanted to read a few of them out to you, and I can quite confidently say that some of you guys are legit psychopaths, and I am judging some of the things that you keep in your car, and I know that you're judging the same thing about me. So let me read a few of these responses for you now, and it might even make you feel a little bit better about the crap that you keep in your car. So, oh, this person, 9 million empty coffee cups. I think we all do that. This person, a pillow and a head torch. Not really sure that the two of them go together, but I understand the pillow because I do know that some people sleep in their car sometimes, which I don't really understand. This person said some cones and witch's hats that I accidentally stole from school and forgot to return. Firstly, how old are you that you stole them from school and they're still in your car? I hope you are quite young. And secondly, good on you. You never know when you need those things. This one, toilet paper. And you know what? I'm not going to judge. That's actually quite smart because I think, it was a couple of months ago now. I had to drop my boyfriend at the airport and it was peak hour traffic. And I was stuck in the car for about an hour and a half, literally an hour and a half round trip. And I needed to pee so badly that I think I actually said this in a podcast episode before. I grabbed a water bottle from the ground and unscrewed it, and I was getting ready to pee into it. and I held back because my car is quite small and the cars beside me could see directly into my car. So kudos to you, girlfriend. You sound super duper organized. This one, a pile of stickers that say actual size. I used to put them on stuff that clearly wasn't that actual size. I mean, that's a cool story. I don't know why you keep them in your car. Maybe your wallet, but different strokes for different folks. Another toilet paper roll in case of emergencies. God, you guys are super organized. This person, lol, a vibrator. I mean, get it, girlfriend. Get it. That's all I'm going to say there. This person, secateurs. I actually got a few of these messages and somebody messaged me to say that they keep secateurs in their car and they go to the car park of Dan Murphy's to cut off hydrangeas to put in their house. And I just think, like, I didn't realize that plant theft was such a big thing, but I have been seeing a lot of posts lately in my Facebook community group, like my, where I live, I'm in that Facebook group. And there has been a lot of discussions and threads lately about plant theft. And I didn't realize that it was actually a thing, but I have cold hard proof in my DM inbox that you guys are actually thieves. This person, I found a golf club in my car after having it for 2 years. That's totally fine. I found a pair of earrings in my car that I've lost for 3 years. So I totally understand that one. Oh, what a queen. This girl said champagne glasses, which I understand. And cable ties, because you just never know. I mean, again, super organized. I've never used cable ties in my life, but I feel ya. Oh, this person, toothbrush and a facial cleanser, because you never know when you'll be staying over at a friend's house. That is good. A little toiletries bag, because I am so OCD about brushing my teeth and also taking my makeup off. And even I can get absolutely blind rotten drunk and I will still take my makeup off before I go to bed. I've always been like that. And that is something that my mom absolutely drummed into me. This person, one of those vomit bags from the hospital, because you just never know. You know what? Preach. And I should probably do the same, because I get very bad motion sickness and that is just a lot smarter and a lot cleaner. This person, baby wipes. Me too. I keep baby wipes in the glove box of my car. I can't remember if I said that in the episode or not. I probably did, but that is what I use to clean down. You know how the dashboard of your car gets super duper dusty? So I use that to clean my steering wheel and the dashboard. This person said a saw. Not even going to ask. That is some serious horror movie shit. Oh, girlfriend, I am with you here. A tweezers for plucking my eyebrows in the sunshine. Again, this is something that I learned off my dear mom, Vicky. She always keeps, and has always kept, sorry, tweezers in her car. And I remember when she used to drive me to school, when she would stop at red lights and traffic signs, she would pluck her eyebrows and her moustache hair, because there is something about the light in a car, and it's a very confronting thing to look at your face in the rear vision mirror in the car, because the lighting is quite confronting, but it is perfect for making sure you get a really accurate tweeze. So girls, if you don't already keep tweezers in your car, highly recommend that you pop a pair in. This person said wine. I mean, illegal if it's open, but if you're drinking it at the final destination, sure. This person, feels like it's normal, but an array of protein powders for snacking purposes. And I get that. I actually think I should put some snacks in my car, because I often find myself late to things now because I often need to stop and buy snacks on the way, just from like a petrol station or something. So maybe I should actually put some of my snacks from my cupboard in my car. That's pretty, pretty smart. Again, three more toilet papers. This is wild, you guys. This person said roller skates, 2 footballs and a pump and a badminton set. I mean, I'll just say it now. I would love to go on a picnic with you, because that sounds so much fun. So much fun. This person said pottery. Do you mean like cups and plates? Oh, wait, no, that's crockery. Pottery. My keys. Accidentally, when I'm absent from said car. I actually saw someone the other day at Fashion Week arriving in a Tesla, and they don't even use keys. Their car is like, I don't even know how it works, but he didn't even have keys on him, and the doors open up like Batman. And I just thought that was the coolest thing
I have ever seen. I mean, guys, I could go on for hours about this, but I can't because I actually have to get back to Carriage Works now. But I just wanted to drop by to let you know about what happened to me this morning at Barry's Boot Camps.
And to also let you know that this will be my last episode before I go in for surgery, and I'm going to take a little bit of time off from the podcast just to recover and take some time out, because if you saw my Instagram reel last night, I am on the verge of a burnout again. What's new? So I think it's really important just to take a bit of time to rest after my surgery. But what I thought I could do for you in the interim is bring you 4 weeks of the best of Trainwreck. So I have like 200 episodes I've put out now. So I thought, would you be interested if I went back through the archives, and I'm talking like even back to season one, and picked out 4 of my favorite episodes and wrote an introduction based off where I am now. So my point of view about that episode and that topic, but from where I am now, to then lead into the episode, just so you can still get a bit of a train wreck fix even while I am resting and recovering. If that is something you would like me to do, please slide into my DMs and let me know. Otherwise, as always, follow me on Instagram. I'm sure that there will be some hilarious anesthetic content. I've never been under general before, so that will be very, very interesting. As always, slide into my DMs anytime you like. I'm always around to answer questions. And again, thank you so much for your support so far. Love you and cannot wait to see you again.